good people. We have been talking with Randall Vaughn of Classic In Town, and now we're talking with Avi Boyd, a fashion and beauty entrepreneur, about how the COVID pandemic has changed her life. Avi Boyd, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, can you tell us exactly what does a beauty and fashion entrepreneur do?
Okay, so I'm a natural hairstylist, and I've been doing this majority of my life since I was 8. That's how long I've been getting paid for it. So when I moved out here in 2009, because I'm from Israel, born and raised, and it's been what's putting food on my table. This is the only thing I was able to do without having any experience in America, work experience. So doing hair has always been something that I could do anywhere I go. And that's how I've been taking care of myself. And now as a single mom, that's been what's been putting food on our table is doing hair. And I've also been doing fashion for a while. I was designing for Nikki Gilbert from Brownstones for a little bit. I did a couple of wedding dresses and stuff, but I've been moving away from it and basically focusing on doing hair.
So now when everything shut down, I would imagine that definitely has impacted your ability to, you know, meet with customers and do hair.
Absolutely. It everything just like stopped all of a sudden. And I was sitting here for 2 weeks and nothing to do. And I just prayed. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, you know, I had an online store, but that I was building to sell some of my fashion stuff. But it was something that I was building. But most of my income was coming from doing hair. And I really had no idea how I was going to pay my bills and take care of my daughter. So I just prayed. And I've been getting asked so many times about, oh, you should do face masks. I'm like, nobody's about to pay me to sew any face masks. Like, that's crazy. Like, you can just go and buy them. And I really didn't think it was going to be a big deal. But I kept being approached by it like a couple of times. And I said, okay, I prayed. I went to bed. And I said, if one more person tells me something about this, then I have to do it. So I woke up early in the morning to a phone call from my friend. And she was like, I hope you're doing face masks, because if you're not, you're missing out. So I just did it. I have all of this fabric, and, you know, because I have all the equipment here, this is what I do. So I just started making some, and I made it, and I put it on my Instagram, and I had no idea what was going to happen. I wasn't expecting anything, and it just blew up.
So,
everybody's like, okay, how do I order? And I wasn't really prepared for it.
So now, are you making about the same amount of money as you were making doing hair? Are you making more money now doing the mask, or what's it been like?
It's been overwhelming. It's different because the work is different and the need. It's like so many orders coming in. But I still feel like doing hair, it takes less time to do, and I get paid more money. So that's been a struggle, but it's definitely been helping provide for me and take care of. It hasn't been making me more money yet, but it has made me, it has helped me to get through this time.
So now what has it been like for you, you know, mentally, so to speak, to make this type of pivot?
Oh, goodness. Before I became busy with doing his math, I was all in my head about what's going on, what's happening with the world, what's happening with my job, what is life going to look like. So I was definitely overwhelmed and a little bit afraid of what, you know, what life is going to look like. And I could say that just making masks and just being of service in any way I can, it's really gotten my head focused on, okay, this is what it is. Let's get out of, you know, so I didn't have time to deal with all the distractions and everything else that, yes, because I'm so busy.
So now, you know, when do you hope to return to normal, or is this going to be something that you can do for the foreseeable future while things are still really not safe to be close to people?
Absolutely. I have no idea what it's, I mean, when I'm be able to go back to normal. I have had a few clients reach out to me, and I actually have one on Friday, and I'm a little bit nervous about it. So I just really don't know what that's going to be like, because, you know, it's a little bit scary because you have to deal with people. So right now I'm just doing what I was called to do, because I just feel like this is what I was called to do. I didn't, it had nothing to do with me, because I really didn't see anything in it. And then I started, and it just, you know, became more than what I expected it to be. So I'll be doing it as long as it needs to be done.
Now, Ms. Boyd, tell our listeners yes. how they can follow you and how they can get more information about your design company.
Oh, absolutely. You could go to avigbor.com. I'm also on Instagram at avigbor_fashion or avigbor.inc. And also on Facebook at avigbor design.
And
as that, well.
And that's avigbor.com.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, I want to thank you so much for sharing with our listeners today your story and your successful pivot. And I wish you so much success. Thank you for taking the time.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I truly appreciate it. I love talking to you. Thank you.